Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 134 of our year of the Bible in the second book of the Chronicles, written by the chronicler. And I'm going to be honest and say I don't have a ton to say about today's readings. Most of them are taken sometimes nearly verbatim from the second book of Kings, which we have gone over, and I also don't have it directly in front of me. But what I do remember, just offhand, is again using the sort of the interpretive key that the chronicler is especially concerned with: temple worship, right as in correct temple worship. Temple worship as kind of the key to everything else. There are a lot of elements of that in these readings. Folks who are good in the temple are good. Folks who are bad in the temple are bad. You've got kings. One of them, I can't remember his name. I don't have it in front of me. You've got one of them who closes the doors of the temple and sets up altars on the street corners in Jerusalem, right? Well, so that, you know, for the chronicler, that's about as bad as you can do. Whatever. We don't have to do comparative ethics here, but so you get a sense, you know, we're towards the end of Judah. Now we have Hezekiah next. Hezekiah does some good stuff. He'll be in tomorrow's reading. But you know, once you've got a king closing the doors of the temple so that the people can't worship there, you know you've got some trouble. You know that things aren't going well. So that's actually all I'm going to do for today. Sorry, the schedule's been a little nutty recently, so I'm going to have to leave that there. But onwards to the end of Chronicles, which is coming up soon, and then we'll go on to Ezra. Now Ezra picks up right where Chronicles ends, which leads to, well, anyway, we'll get to that when we get to that. But there we go. So I'm gonna leave it there for today. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and really digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, have a wonderful rest of your day. Sorry I don't have more on today's readings. The schedule's been kind of nutty recently, but I will talk to you again soon. Talk to you tomorrow, actually. All right, take care.